This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump will each campaign in Battleground, Michigan today, Friday. Donald Trump headlined the annual Al Smith Dinner in New York last night. The AP's Haya Panjwani.
Former President Donald Trump laced into Vice President Kamala Harris and other Democrats in an at times bitter speech as he headlined the annual Al Smith Charity Dinner in New York. Trump repeatedly criticized Harris over her decision to skip the event, breaking with presidential tradition as she campaigned in Wisconsin.
You better remember I'm here, and she's not. I could have done that too.
Harris instead sent a pre-recorded video that played on screen at the event. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A condemned man is said to be shocked after the Texas Supreme Court paused for now his execution. The AP's Donna Warder.
Thursday night's scheduled execution of Robert Roberson would have been the first time a person was put to death for shaken baby syndrome. But the Texas Supreme Court halted the execution following weeks of public pressure from both Republican and Democratic lawmakers who say Roberson is innocent and was sent to death row based on flawed science. Roberson was convicted of killing his 2-year-old daughter in 2002. Some medical experts say the child didn't die from abuse, but from complications related to pneumonia.
Alabama executed a man yesterday who admitted to killing 5 people with an axe and a gun during a drug-fueled rampage in 2016. Derek Dearman asked for forgiveness from victims' family members moments before he died. Hezbollah in Lebanon says it's entering a new phase in its fight against Israeli troops. Hezbollah says for the first time, its fighters are using new types of precision-guided missiles and explosive drones. The region is reckoning with word that Israel killed top Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar in Gaza. This is AP News. A warning of wildfire risk in California. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Forecasters have issued red flag warnings for fire danger until Saturday from California's central coast up to nearly the Oregon border. A weather event called the Diablo Wind is expected, causing humidity levels to drop and raising the risk of wildfires. The National Weather Service says sustained winds reaching 35 miles per hour are expected across many areas, with possible gusts topping 65 along mountaintops. Meantime, another notorious weather phenomenon, the Santa Ana winds, are expected Friday and Saturday in Southern California. Winds around LA won't be as powerful, but the National Weather Service says gusts up to 40 miles per hour are possible in the mountains and foothills. Pacific Gas and Electric says it's prepared to make targeted power shutoffs. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.